Often folks dream of traveling to beautiful places once they retire, but what happens if you retire from working in one of the most stunning spots in the U.S., Yosemite National Park? John Reynolds might characterize the location a little bit differently as zip code 95389. He's stepping down after 40 years working with the post office in and around Yosemite, and he joins us now. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I'd ask you about when you started working there, but I understand your connection with Yosemite goes back a little bit further, all the way to the day you were born. Is that right?
That's correct. I grew up in a little town about 15 miles from where you're speaking to me now, in a little town of El Portel. It's a place that, until I got the job in the post office, I really took it for granted as far as the iconic views that everybody cherishes so much. And, you know, it was just my backyard.
You just thought everybody has such stunning views out the window where they live?
But of course, yes. I never gave it a second look.
Well, your Yosemite National Park posted about your retirement recently and celebrating your years in the park. And there was one comment from Nicole McCarthy that caught our attention. We got in touch with her. Here's what she told us.
It was the summer of 2007. I was 17 years old and was really feeling the isolation that can come with growing up in such a remote area. So for me, one of the bright spots of that summer was the release of J.K. Rowling's final installment of the Harry Potter book series. I had pre-ordered the book online and didn't realize that the release and corresponding delivery date of the book was on a Saturday, a day our post office was typically closed for package pickups. So imagine my surprise when I wake up on Saturday morning to a call from John telling me he was opening the post office for a couple of hours so the handful of locals who'd ordered the book could come in and get their copies the same day that everyone else in the U.S. was getting theirs as well.
She told us that she was so surprised she ran to the post office in her pajamas.
Well, as much as I would like to praise myself for doing such a good deed, I think it was self-serving because I was a big Harry Potter fan myself. I think my copy or my children's copy were there, too. So I was happy to do that. And, you know, I think that's indicative of living in a place like Yosemite and a small community that we have. You know, somebody gives me a call, they need their package, or, God, John, can you come down? And not a problem. I'm happy to do that sort of thing because I think that's the goodwill that we want to promote.
Any other ways that being a postmaster around a national park is different than the typical job? You know, are there black bears that chase you on the route instead of dogs, or, you know, anything like that?
No, nothing so exciting and adventurous as that. I think, you know, what makes it interesting in a national park, Mother Nature and overcoming and trying to get mail into the park, because people look to the post office and their mail as a normalization when Mother Nature does kick in, and, you know, it stresses people out and gives a great anxiety. And so the post office and having their mail gives a sense of anchor, sense of normalcy.
Well, so what are you going to do next? Are you going to load up an RV and drive east into traffic jams around cities or something? What's the plan?
Yeah, man, that's exactly what I'm going to do. No, you know, the thing that makes me smile the most, I think, is my motorcycle has been winking at me to hop on and to do some road trips that are unencumbered by a time schedule. And also, believe it or not, being born here, there's a lot of my backyard, a lot of the trails that I want to see that I haven't seen. And while I'm still standing and able to walk, I'm going to try to explore some of that backcountry that I've been wanting to do for so many years.
Well, John, it sounds like you are going to make the most of your retirement. Thank you so much for talking to us today. Really enjoyed the conversation.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's John Reynolds, who just retired from his job as postmaster in Yosemite National Park.